doctors are doing some business on that. We appreciate what you raised today for our consideration. There's a path that we see that we could resolve what we can resolve today and leave the door open for issues being raised in the fall when we have full book. And what we could do today is the inversion piece that would go into effect in August with the three conditions we already talked about amending and the fourth condition that you suggested today about a person who is in resignation status not being excluded from that program. So that's the only thing we can do on wages at this time, and probably for a bit of time, because our financial picture, because of the timing of the legislature being late this year, and the General Appropriations Act still unsigned, and because of Board of Governors then having to act to some extent after all of that, there's a lot of pieces that have to go into place before we could say, for example, that there's a bonus or a kick out of across the board that would be something that we could accept. But we're willing to have you open those issues up in the fall. For example, the $500 December bonus is something that if brought up in the fall and we could agree upon, we certainly could do an MOU and have that go out. But that's today what we can do for wages.
You would, wouldn't that, just real quick, my question, you would have to, in that scenario, you would have to, you can't bifurcate ratification, right? I mean, you can't, we couldn't sign an MOU and send out a wage action independent of the full book negotiations, could we?
Yes, yeah, you could do that. I mean, I've had mid contract year MOUs that are a benefit or wage.
Yeah. But the MOU still has to be ratified.
Yeah, the MOU still has to be ratified in that situation because we're amending the wage on it,
right.
Basically.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So that would require a ratification in the fall. And we still have the concern about the statutory reference to the 6 hours as being what is creating the ceiling for us for the benefits article for the tuition waiver. So we can't do anything more about that today. 2511, a simple sentence in 2511 is confounding all of us. But we don't know if just striking the sentence is where we should land. So we're still thinking that maybe 2511 should be passed on until the fall. So that's the benefits issue. That's the wages issue.
What real quickly about the clinical assistant professors?
Well, that would also be something we'd have to take up in the fall because there's still some steps that we would have to take before we could get to that place to commit it into the contract because we don't really have, we haven't had the kind of full conversation with all of the deans and everyone involved with people who have those titles in their areas. And I think we'd also have to figure out the timeline and make that a part of it so that someone is not reading this contract and applies next year. And with regard to Article 3, what we could do with Article 3 is waive the exclusionary language for another year.
Okay.
And so that would be 1920. Extend that out and... that's what we can do now and resolve those three issues and push everything else down, and that way we could end this bit of bargaining at this moment and then wait till the fall for all those other issues.
Okay.
I think that's all we can do today unless you, Pamela, do you have any other thoughts?
I just wanted to add that if we are able to resolve it today, it's set back, that we would also need to have an extension of time to hold the grievance and abeyance for 2511 until the full book is resolved on that.
Okay. So, and you know, that's a path to resolving today. You know, that's not acceptable. That's not going to be acceptable to you. We understand that.
So I'm summarizing correctly, right? So what you're proposing for salaries is the only new language is the inversion component.
That would be correct.
Okay, right, and plus. The MOU for a one-year extension on three, right? So that's the full proposal.
Right, no change to benefits, but with an understanding that all of these issues can be brought up in the fall. Mm-hmm. And to the extent something can be agreed upon before the completion of a full book, mm-hmm. We can certainly do that.
Okay. We'll caucus.
Turn this off.